Patah, Trace Encodement Definition. Peter, 12th December 2006. Dear Spirit, I would like to ask someone to explain to me why the term trace encodements have been used to identify these star codes. It is with pleasure, dear one, that we have been supporting you in these transmissions and continue to stand by on this day as new portals open and further codes are downloaded to you. The word trace encodements have been purposefully used to describe these keys because they are associated with the neurological pathways within the human brain. Remember, as above, so below, the pathways that lead and allow you to navigate through the universes are all star patterned within your higher consciousness and held within the electromagnetic fields of the brain, the microcosm of the macrocosm. If one had the ability or even the technology, you would also find these star codes within your DNA. However, it is the energy of consciousness that we are moving through, and by tracing these patterns consciously, your brain fires the neurological pathways so that the recall of the deeper references are brought to the front of your consciousness for activation and exposure within your life. For example, you have on your computer a searching modem. This modem runs through thousands of programs to find matches and then brings them to the collection point for your awareness and choices to use or not to use as the case may be. This, metaphorically speaking, is the same process you are undergoing. You programmed and entered the information to be triggered by divine will. Now the search has found what you need, and how you use them will be according to your free will. When others see these codes, they themselves will then trace them within their neurological pathways into conscious awareness and pull them out of their computers through a similar search modem. And so, it continues. It is not surprising that these trace star patterns and codes are numerous in number, for the vastness of the universes and the galaxies within creation are unlimited in continuous expansion, just like Earth in this solar system at this moment. As part of the creation of God, you have all of these star highways and interdimensional starways already part of your inner reality. Earth is a physical domain, and in this reality, as you allow this expansion to manifest, only those that are important to allow the human consciousness to remember are being activated and coming forward into your awareness. All those at the leading edge of this creation are now being triggered, as you call it, so that these and many other encodements and ancient knowledge is coming to be consciously given life in a manifested form, so that this energy may support the visions of so many now. It is with the peace within our hearts that we share this and know that what is on the horizon for humanity, what is written in the stars, is about to create a starburst of energy that will open new heights to human achievements. Follow your hearts and know without any shadows of a doubt that you are on the correct star path. I am Patah, beloved, at your service. This was a potential. For me, it was all about that knowing that we are all a part of God, and with right action, correct procedure, and with heart-centered giving, anything is possible. Here are the copies of the correspondences and communiques that relate directly to the balancing of the San Andreas Fault Line in the vicinity to the Vancouver Island. San Andreas Fault Trace Encodement, San Andreas Tectonic Consciousness, Balance Trace Encodement, Activation, Aligned through the Biological Meridians of Grace S. Images from my collection of star codes and trace encodements. Please find image on page 132 of the ebook. I would like to bring to your attention that these codes can be used for the activation and balance of the consciousness of the Earth as well, not just humanity or mankind, and in particular, specific areas when required. This is an example of a specific and localized potential. It all began when I received an email from my colleague Peggy. We were already discussing the arrival of the new children, those who are not of this Earth, and where they will arrive. It was determined that the island of Vancouver was the correct location, but the energy of the Earth in that vicinity was not energetically clean or clear enough and was required to be pristine before the kids could arrive there. Here is the email that Peggy sent to me, which was a channel from her beloved Jesus Magdalene connection. It was a long email with some irrelevant parts, so I have only included the parts that speak about what was relevant. Blessings to the children and blessings to our journey into the new Earth. With love, Peggy. December 6, 2006. I carry a rose into the Jesus Magdalene Rose Garden, The new prayer flags of Tibet flutter on the fence, and sunrise meets the night. When I awakened this morning for mysterious reasons of angels, there was a photocopy of the map of the U.S. with Vancouver circled that I had done months ago when those plates slipped. The obvious was before me with the map on the floor. After I came into the house, I sipped of the juice of the berry of the goji and stared in wonderment at the bottle with its picture of the Himalayas. And I hurried to type this channeling before meeting with Paul and Juliet, our friends visiting here on Kauai from Vancouver. And Brother Jesus, what is Peter's step with the children connected to the portal of Vancouver Island in Quebec? We are here, Peggy, Peter, and all. We are within this holy city of the Quebec unto the Orcas. The Orcas have ever and only held the lines of lay with the coming influx of star seeds through the Canadian Rockies. Looking at the map, I see that a straight line is drawn from Vancouver Island through Calgary, Lord Michael's etheric retreat to Quebec. It is with the pristine snows and waters of Quebec that these cities of light open the gates for child minds to come forth as if by magic, like a rabbit pulled out of a top hat. It is as one flies from Vancouver Island to Quebec that one traverses the wilderness. It is within the matrix of triangulations again, still. Be still to feel lilacs at Mount Shasta. When Joe and I went to Mount Shasta, May of 1998, the lilacs were blooming, and I could not get enough of their smell. And did you not be with those masters in the sacred valley of the Himalayas as you went forth in Waisak? See then the base of the triad. Feel within you those cities of crystalline energy, sunlight on frozen waters, and see as we scan the endangered oceans of the Nova Scotia, the newfound land. Oil drilling in the ocean there has destroyed the fishing grounds. Feel, see, sense, and know that those cetacean consciousnesses have all but passed forth away from those waters. Sustenance and longing for the oils have polluted the life stream, and the star fields are fading away. It is for you, Peter, to steady those plates of Vancouver. It is for you to feel those prayer flags fluttering upon the mountaintops of the Himalayas. It is as you feel again those places of Nepal that you Sherpa this dream field unto the new Eartha. Separating these vibrations, Peggy, and prolonging the dream for the sound corridor must stay open to fulfill those children's field of dreams. We feel these children to bear a likeness of those of the indigenous that came first to Quebec and later to settle for fur trading in those riverlets of the Hudson. It is in that historic overlay that the beginning of the healing arts is to be laid for many creatures large and small, suffered unbalance in their species with that trading and unconscious taking of the nature spirits who held those places into pristine relationships, which held the Pleiadian consciousness of those avatars of the Far East. It was in the very animal hides that were taken that those vibrations were abandoned. One can no longer hide from that dream field. It was not done in a conscious way, and Mother Earth, Father Sky now weeps in this balance forsaken. We feel now then that the children are waiting entrance as the gates are remaining closed, keeping the children as if in holding patterns waiting. Align then, Peter, Vancouver, to steady the plates. Quebec, to clean purity unto those waters. Sunlight upon them, and Disha, as the Hathors sound through those corridors of light in the downstreaming light fields connected as well through Mount Shasta and through the love in our hearts. The Orcas will lead you, Peter. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. We are Jesus Magdalene. We are the Cetaceans, Peggy of the Pleiades. The Holy Mares, Marys. It was not a clear instruction from Spirit for me, and like most things I have done at these levels of dimensional frequencies, it takes some time before I get all the pieces of the puzzles. So I can see the bigger picture. When the big picture is within my awareness, I generally know exactly what I need to do. Two more things happened. First, I received an email from a lady I will call Grace S. in San Francisco that asked for my help. She received my name from I don't know who, and the note simply said, I have been told that you can create a star code that will prevent the slipping of the plates within the San Andreas fault line. Please help us. The plates have been predicted to slip any time now. Second, from an entirely different source, Nassar International, I received another channeled report, this time from Captain Helena, Saint Germain, and Commander Soltec through Marge, Lillian, and Ray. The only direct reference for me is attached here. Some 6 months had passed, yet all was indeed in alignment as I saw it.